Marty Morrissey on RTE Radio 1.
It's my pleasure to welcome a legend into studio, a man who managed Meath's footballers for 23 years and won no less than four All-Irelands in that time. He was the first and only ever man to be conferred as Freeman of the County of Meath. But it is not just amongst GA circles Sean Boylan is highly regarded. He's also a noted herbalist. It's also my pleasure to welcome his son, Sean Ogue, who is making waves in the music industry, who will also be singing for us later on here in the studio. But first, have a listen to this.
Michael O'Donovan kicks it poorly. A poor ball. It might work out okay. No, Darren Fay is back there to pick it up for the Meathmen. Out to Paddy Reynolds. Paddy Reynolds to Trevor Giles, back deep in defence. Giles down the field. The All-Ireland of 1990 is over. The last of the deck of the century in the millennium. And it goes to the men of County Meath, who won their first 50 years ago.
Great memories, Sean. Even listening to the legendary Micheál Mar Hirtig there, I must bring you back wonderful memories back to those days. And I'm sure at this stage, when you left the GA world, it must have been a huge heartbreak for you.
It was strange, Marty, particularly on a Tuesday and Thursday night. Yeah. We were so used to going training, and no matter what, it was like nearly in the calendar. And at the matches end of it, you sort of got used to that, and because the kids were still, you know, they were going to them anyhow. And one of the first matches I went to, an O'Byrne Cup match down in Navan, and Eamon Barry was in charge of the team, and I'm up in the stand with the lads, and now Meath won the match, and Aim was getting an awful abuse, you see. He was the manager, you see. And I said to the lads, were they saying things like that about me? Worse, Daddy. And yeah, and it's funny though. I remember some months afterwards driving down to Navan, down to the China Gardens down in Navan one night, and Tina and Mocky and, you know, the two, Susan and myself, and Tina and myself, and driving by Dalgan Park. Tina said, do you want to go in and drive around the place? Because we've done all the training there, you see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he said, yeah, you can get help for this, you know, for withdrawal symptoms and so on. And but it's so much part and parcel of your life. And like, suddenly you're away from it. Yeah. And the strange thing is you don't have any more time. Yeah. You don't have any more time. But you nearly have yourself nearly prepared for a good while to go and go there. But Marty, what incredible memories we had. It was an astonishing time, an astonishing journey, because when I got the job first, it was taken for a few months until they got somebody else to do it. And then we just got on a roll and went from there.
But 23 years as an intercounty manager, Sean Boylan, whether it was the 1930s, 40s, 70s, 90s, whatever it is still a remarkable achievement.
Well, I remember Marty and Sean was with me over at Sir Alex's, celebrating his 25 years of Manchester United. And he came over and three times and he put the arm around me and said, Sean, 23 years, never got paid. Couldn't do that.
Yeah. Sean, but now that you're sitting here, I have a memory. I got married in 1997, but Kildare were playing Meath and they had three matches in a row. Do you remember that?
They drew
twice and then the third. So I got married after the second draw, okay?
Jody Devine match.
Yeah.
The four points.
Anyway, so I can't remember, say it was Friday, whatever. And there's a fella doing the video. And we look back at the wedding video recently, and the whole video is about, you think Kildare will do it? Do you think? Yeah. Are you from Meath? Yeah. Oh, you're a brave man coming to the Kildare wedding. I said, that was like, you know, my whole wedding video is about a match that we lost anyway, and Meath won.
Oh, but Brenda, you have to get a balance in life, you know what I mean? It's
But that's how all-consuming it was.
Yeah, like, yeah, it was all-consuming. Because yeah. I remember you know, sort of the following year when Kildare did win the Leinster, first time in many, many years, and the following night I was going down to a corporate night down in Kilkenny, and for the hurlers winning the All-Ireland final. And instead of going the normal route, the main road, I went across to Maynooth, across to Rathcoffey, across by Milltown, the back way into, you know, right into Kildare town and so on. And 3 weeks before the All-Ireland final, there were sheets out in the line. Ditches, your hedges were covered with sheets. And I remember saying to poor Moskey and God be good to him after that All-Ireland semi-final when they bet Kerry, I said, I pity Mickle. And he said, why? I said, he'll never have experienced this, the anxiety of the Kildare supporters. And that's, it can consume you, can take.
Totally consume.
Oh, yeah.
My wedding video is not about me and my husband anyway. There was one good wish. It was all about Kildare will do it.
You'll never forget the wedding, you know what I mean?
No.
The drama.
You're getting no sympathy here.
No, no, no.
Listen, Marty, would you have a few plates there? She's got some of the wedding cake here for us.
Oh, she still has it. There's not a bother. Now, I have to introduce Sean Boylan Jr. And I suppose from my personal experience of visiting the Boylans and the Boylan family, getting tea, coffee, cakes, everything. You were never supposed to grow up young Sean Boylan. You were supposed to be always kind of up to my kind of hip as such, kicking ball out in the lawn.
Yes.
But now I have this young man, I feel so old saying this, but this is the truth. I have this young, dashing, handsome man in front of me, and you have a totally different career.
Yes.
Launching it now, more or less, than what I would have possibly anticipated myself. Tell me all about
it. Yes, I mean, football was all part of family life, obviously, when I was younger. But there was a piano at home in the house that was always there to be played. And when I would come home from school, if I wasn't outside driving a tractor or a quad bike or on my bike or whatever, I would sit down at the piano and got a few books over the years. And I more or less taught myself how to read music. But we have a great family friend, Bruce Shields, and he would come over a lot. And
we all know and love Bruce Shields.
And sessions would start with music. And I guess that's where I heard my first musical ideas. But I don't think I heard any opera when I was growing up. But that's the circuit I'm in now.
This is what intrigues me with the great respect, because, you know, the GA, immersed in the family that you were in.
Yes.
Country music, Irish tradition music, Shannon singing. But I have to admit, I haven't come across this love and passion for opera in a GA house until I met the Boylans.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. I mean, I'm not really sure where it came from. I think just over the years through school, I had teachers who heard me. And I mean, I played piano. Piano was my thing. And then I started to sing. And the reason was, as anyone in the music business will tell you, everyone wants to be a singer. But I could play the piano and anyone could give me music and I could just play it straight away. So I was much more valuable behind a piano than another fella trying to make it as a singer. Entered the Fech Ceoil for piano, was lucky to win some competitions, entered again another year for singing, and I started to win in the singing, and all of a sudden it just felt more natural and like the way to go. So it just went from there, really. I got a taste of success. And
apart from the influence of Bruce Shields visiting the house, and I know he's very close buddies with your dad and mom, but I mean, was there a history? Is it in the DNA from your mom or dad?
Not really. I mean, my dad's sisters were all fairly musical. On my mum's side, my grandfather is very interested in music, and he always promoted that in me. I have aunts and uncles who are very, very interested in music, other family friends, but it was never a day-to-day thing. It wasn't breakfast conversation, that's for sure.
And Marty, I hate to interrupt you, but there's a man who has worked in our house for 40 years, a man called Owen Lynch. He's known as the Crow. And you would have known all through the years because he looked after the gear with us.
I do. Yes.
When Sean was 9 years of age, he arrived, he had a few jars this night, and he brought Joe Murray, a neighbour, in at 1 o'clock in the morning. And he got Sean out of bed. Oh, geez, Sean, you'll have to play for Joe. You'll have to play. Now, I had forgotten about that until I was coming in here today. So sorry, go on, Marty.
But when did you, you know, was there some time in your young life that you decided, you know, and you said, had a chat with mom and dad and said, I'm going to pursue this and I'm going to pursue opera? And did they say to you, are you mad? Are you serious? What was the reaction?
Well, I think what ended up happening was because I was self-taught in the piano in school, they were very keen, you know, when I got to about 14 and a half, that, you know, you really should get lessons. So I went into the academy in Westland Row and played for John O'Connor, and he took me on. And I did a lot of work with John, and it came to college decisions. And I actually thought that if I didn't say I wanted to be a concert pianist, that he would drop me as a student. So I said, I want to be a concert pianist. And he said, where do you want to study? And I said, I suppose Trinity. And he said, why do you want to go there? He said, wouldn't you come into the academy? So I went in there and I worked away at piano for 2 years, and I started to work with singers to play for them and get to know them. And it just fascinated me. And we've a great neighbour, Virginia Kerr, and who's a soprano. And I heard her singing in the Gaiety, and I said, you know, I really want her to teach me how to sing. And so I approached her and she said, OK, well, you know, has your voice broken yet?
And 14 and
you have to wait
half,
for that. You have to wait for that to happen. And we just kept working away quietly on the side. Then I switched over during my degree to become a singer, really. Hmm. And now next year I'll go on to studying a master's in singing at the Royal College of Music in London on a scholarship.
So you're heading to London?
Yes. the big city of
on a scholarship, did you say?
Yes, on a scholarship, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so you're relieved, Daddy, aren't you?
Yeah. Very relieved. Very relieved.
Yeah, I was wondering why you were smiling from year to year,
yeah. But what's so funny, I mean, even last night, I called one of the teachers that I hope to work with to, you know, arrange a consultation lesson, and he said, we called, and he said, oh, he said, you know, it's lovely to hear your accent. And I said, oh, you know, thank you very much. He said, well, actually, he said, my mother was a Ryan from Navan, and my father was a Titan. And I walked home and I said, I'm never going to get away. It's always there, you know.
Don't forget where you come from.
No, absolutely. Listen to your dad.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you at home, or where, if you're driving in the car, indeed all of us here in the studio, would love to hear Sean Boylan sing the junior version. Sorry, Dad. Because we know the dad from the Meath football scene, but young Sean Boylan we want to hear. And to set up everything, we're going to take a short commercial break.
Marty Morrissey, weekdays from 3pm, RTE Radio 1.
For the first time live on the radio, I know you were with Miriam O'Callaghan in the past. I think it was Miriam, wasn't it?
It was, yeah,
and it was recorded. But this is live on the radio, on RTE Radio 1. Vinnie Lynch from Trim County Meath has come in to play the keyboard, who is, I believe, a cousin of Paddy Reynolds, the great Meath footballer.
That's right. So a bit sick now. Starting to kind of know.
You can leave now, Brenda, if you want.
The Meath thing.
So, what are you going to sing, Sean?
I'm going to sing a song called Go Lovely Rose. And it's a song that's been very good to me. It's brought me a lot of success. So I very much enjoy singing it. So.
Well, here it is. Sean Boylan, accompanied by Vinnie Lynch, with a beautiful song called Go Lovely Rose.
Go Lovely Rose, tell her that wastes her time and me, that now she knows when I resemble her to thee, how sweet and fair she seems to be. Tell her that's young and shuns to have her graces spied, that hadst thou sprung in deserts where no men abide, thou must have uncommended died. Small is the worth of beauty from the light retired. Bitter come forth, suffer herself to be desired, and not blush so to be admired. Then die, that she the common fate of all things rare may read in thee how small a part of time they share, that are so wondrous sweet and fair.
Sean, you are very special. No, I mean it. You're really special.
And thank you.
What people couldn't see, Marty, is when he's singing, how he's into the song. Yeah. You embraced every note and every lyric.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Blown me away.
Yeah,
very you're proud, Dad.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, certainly, there's a wow there, Sean. I'm very proud of you and indeed your singing ability. It is something
else,
isn't it?
Mm.
So where are we going on this journey with you?
Well, I... I mean, I hope to the big opera stages of the world, you know, London, New York, Milan, all those places. But it's a very, very hard profession, because I think what a lot of people don't know about opera singers is that they sing unamplified. They don't use mics. So if you're in a big opera house with, you know, 3,000 people and, you know, an orchestra of 60 and a whole lot of other people on the stage with you, you have to work so carefully so that every single person, the person in the last seat at the very back of the opera house, can hear every word and hear the story that you're trying to tell. So I have to be very careful at my stage not to push it too soon, and just to tread carefully until the time is right where I can really sing in bigger places.
And how old are you now, Sean?
22.
22, my yes. word. And when you were 14, 15, yes. 16, you were buying DVDs and CDs.
Yes.
Who were you buying?
Oh, well, at the time, it was all kind of music that I would have listened to with friends. I mean, I played for a lot of shows in school, so I listened to a lot of the stuff from the movies and the musicals. That was my big thing. And then I played for a gig in school, and as kind of a thank you for doing it, the teacher involved gave me a CD of an opera, The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart. And it was in a very nice case, and I kind of thought, oh, that's nice, you know, and it, threw it into a drawer somewhere, and a couple of years later I took it out and I put it on, and I was just hooked from the first minute. I just absolutely loved it. I just thought it was the most amazing thing. So that's it. It speaks to me in a way, I guess, like words do, like a conversation music, you know.
When you were singing there,
yeah,
like one of my favourite musicals is Les Miserables,
yes.
And I said, oh my God, I could see him. There's very few people could actually sing Bring Him Home.
Yes, like, yeah.
A lot of people try, but yeah. To really move you,
yes.
And hit all those notes.
Yes.
I said, he could do that.
Yes.
You know, and I was wondering, is musical theatre in your
There's some of it there. I mean, it's very different, and as well, it's a very tricky, they're hard professions because it's live, you know, and there's singing and dancing and acting and all of that. And I know a lot of opera singers have gone that route. So, I mean, who knows, but for now, I'm just working on the voice and seeing where it takes me, you know. But it's a beautiful song, that, yeah.
Can you believe this fella is doing what he's doing, Sean?
Marty, I thought he was off his head when he said in fifth year he wanted to do a performance degree in music. And yet, I knew before we left, where Barry O'Leary Lawrence was the career guidance man. And when Tina and I left the room, we said, yeah, he has to follow his dream. And I think that we've never doubted that aspect of it. But a little over 2 years ago, when he said he was changing instrument, you know, and he was really enjoying the piano and he was beautiful pianist and so on. I'm not saying that from a boastful point of view. Mm. And we said, well, what's the instrument? And he said, voice. Oh, hold on here. Hold on. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm not messing. Honest to God. And that was that. And look, it's... it's not forced down your throat or anything like that at all. And he has a huge appreciation of all aspects of the arts and music and, you know, and music and so on. And like even on Christmas night with Brush and the family as ever, you know, the crack was there, you know.
Mm. We're getting loads of texts, by the way, for both of you at the moment. But anyway, we'll continue on with this conversation for a moment in the sense of, right now, he's going to be heading to London. When are you going to London, Sean?
August, September time.
September time. So you have half a year or more.
Yes, about that.
It's going to be difficult, I would imagine, to see him heading off on this journey to London for you and for Tina and the rest of the family.
In one way, it's a blessing, Marty. You know what I mean?
Who's getting your room?
Yeah, they're already fighting over that.
Look, it's a powerful journey. Look, it's not thousands of miles away, but of course you miss him. Why wouldn't you? But you would, as any member of any family, when they go away. And the fact that Sean is the eldest, and you know, and you will miss sort of piano being played and so on, and yet Aoife's coming along and she's having to go to the piano.
Absolutely.
And so on, or to be a Bruce Springsteen man, you know what I mean, and so on, different type of music, and that's good. But it's been lovely and it's been great, and it's been a powerful journey for us as well. And at one stage he ended up in Aspen in an international music school for a few months, and it was shortly after I when I had gotten the all clear, and I wasn't able to walk at the time, the effect of medication, and the consultant said to me, well, why don't you go? And we went out to Aspen, out to himself, and we ended up nearly having like a second honeymoon, because he was in the school during the day, and Tina and I were free, and it was great. But as he would tell you, I could hardly walk, but it was just, and it was magic. And yet you see him with all these prodigies and so on. And what I loved about it was, Sean was so much older than most of them when he started. It didn't faze him the slightest. Okay, I am who I am. I am where I am. And that's really comfortable. And you'd see all these Korean kids and everything else, and they hanging out with Shawnee. We all call him Shawnee.
Yeah.
And like he knew them all, and they all knew him, and so on. And that was lovely. And it was, you say to yourself, he'd be okay.
And I do want to talk a little bit more about yourself, Sean, and I'm delighted that you're healthy and well, and it's great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
I have this image now of you, the retired Meath football manager, one son singing opera and you going around the operas around the world, the other fellow becoming the next Bruce Springsteen. You're going to be busy going to concerts, Sean Boylan.
Oh, it'd be great. I remember when he made his first communion, saying to Tina, making a speech and saying, it won't be long, and before we know where we are, it'll be his 21st. And Tina said, listen, go out there, Sonny, and wheel in your daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have loads of texts, which I'll read in a short while, but one text I will read. Whatever potion Sean has given his son, it works. What a wonderful performance from Sean Curry. More coming your way after the note as we go down to Cashlow.
Marty Morrissey, weekdays from 3 p.m. RTE Radio 1.
And the texts keep flying in because we have not one, but two Sean Boylans in the studio at the moment. Beautiful, says one text. Such a lovely singer. That's from Naomi in Tala. Thank you, Naomi. Top class singing from Harry in Collin in County Louth. I mean, I remember Sean when he was the water boy with all the teams, the different teams. But I mean, he went with you around the world as well.
He did, yeah, that's true. He and Kieran and Dara came to Australia that time, and they ended up being water boys at the international matches and so on. And we were in Perth and we were in Melbourne in the MCG, and then we went to Sydney, and it was an amazing experience as a family. They arrived some days afterwards with Tina's mum and dad, and it was fantastic to see them. And the lads went every session, and of course the mother and her mother and father, they saw the sights. But Marty, the experience of winning an international series is amazing. And yet the highlight for our friend here on the right was he got to play the organ and say Mary's Cathedral for 2 hours. That was
We each have our passion, isn't that right, Sean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, good luck to young Sean, says another texter. If he has his parents' personality and integrity, which I'm sure he has, he will conquer the world. That comes in from Porrex. A nice and deep text coming in. In terms of, I mean, acting now, would you ever consider that, Sean? If you're,
I would consider it. I went to school with a guy, Jack Rayner, who was very successful in the Transformer movies.
Yes.
Yeah, he was in my class.
Massive.
So, which is huge success.
A friend of mine, Madeline.
Yeah, and he's great guy, and I thought, I wouldn't mind that now, that would be nice. But there's a huge amount of acting involved in the opera and the singing, so I keep my foot into that as well.
And Sean, I hate the Sean Boylan senior and junior, but I'm trying to distinguish for everybody at home.
I'm the Sean Boylan.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I'm introduced now.
But did you ever sing when you were a young fella? I mean, perform publicly, Sean.
Marty, I don't really start bragging here. You know what I mean? Like, I would like to keep it quiet.
Sorry.
1990, Italian 90. I was out here with all the sports people recording a song for the lads out in Italian 90 and so on. But Marty, I actually love music. But I wish I could sing. I wish I could.
Yeah. But you've six children. Sean,
play a mouth organ, Marty, now. I'd play a mouth organ.
Would you?
Oh, jeez, Marty. Stop.
Good on you. We don't have a mouth organ in the studio. I'd love to be able to say, what, Sean Boylan? But the other five in the family, musically orientated?
They'd all like music, but their taste would be as different as night and day. And you're better off to talk about that than me.
Yeah, we're all very different. I mean, my youngest brother, Oren, is a big Bruce Springsteen man. And he's... And Brush Shields, absolutely. And I only discovered the other day, Johnny Cash as well, that he's on YouTube. Did you know he's on YouTube? He's put a video up on YouTube of himself singing.
Orin.
Yeah, my 11-year-old brother. So make sure to subscribe.
we should have had three boilers in that too. Yeah.
Aoife plays the piano as well, and I teach her a bit on the piano. She's very good, actually. She's very, very talented.
And what about the football, Sean? Have any of them shown an interest in following in your footsteps?
Yeah, or the other five all play. They absolutely love playing. Mm-hmm. And this year it was huge thing with there was a team from St Mary's in Manchester playing before one of the championship matches, and the lads from Dunboyne were asked to play, and they very kindly asked Orr to play as well, and he played out there. And then a couple of weeks later, the day of the Meath Kildare match, Aoife was on the Meath team, and she captained the schools. They had won the schools last year.
Oh.
And look at Dylan plays, Dara plays, played Kieran plays. They just,
it's brilliant to keep them involved.
And it's lovely going to the matches and so on.
Sport and music, you can't beat it. We'll take a short break.
Marty Morrissey on RTE Radio 1.
We've been bombarded with texts, as we have been most days, but today they want to hear more of Sean Boylan singing. Not the dad, by the way, in brackets. What are you going to say?
Good. This song is called I Heard You Singing, and I was very lucky to win a competition in the Fesh Cole with this.
Okay.
So, looking forward
I hear
to
you.
It.
What is it?
I Heard You Singing.
I Heard You Singing. Well, we're about to hear you sing it. This is Sean Boylan from Dunboyne in County Meath.
I heard you singing when the dawn was grey, and silver dew on every blossom lay. And though the rising sun too soon drank up the dew, I thought I heard you singing all the long day through, all the long day through. I heard you singing in the silent hour, when evening came with sleep for bird and flower, a song like happy murmuring of woodland streams. I thought I heard you singing down the vale of dreams, down the vale of dreams. Beloved, when the last call echoes clear and I must part from all that is so dear, I shall not fear the valley that before me lies, if I may hear you singing as I close my eyes, as I close my eyes.
Oh, well done, Sean. Brilliant, Sean.
Sean. You actually moved me. That was amazing. Honestly.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I just can't believe that you're the little lad that was catching footballs as Bernard Flynn and Colm O'Rourke were kicking balls over the bar.
Yes.
You were collecting the balls and bringing them back for your dad, and now you're going
That's
to be
right.
an opera singer.
Yes.
It's just truly amazing. I'm gobsmacked myself, like
Thank
Brendan.
You.
We're very proud of you.
Thank you.
And we're behind you 100%. Sean, I know that you're bombarded with questions, but I'm going to ask you one, because Sean Maher from Wexford wants to know, would Sean Senior would he ever like to manage some other county? What would it be?
Ned Power, famous Ned Power, asked me many, many years ago would I manage Wexford in hurling, and that was after he won a Centenary Cup in 1984 and 1985. I'd have to say, Marty, honest to God, I just sort of, you know, so happy and content of where I am, and I've had great sort of, over the years, tremendous rivalry and so on, and nothing greater than sort of when we were playing against the Dubs. Incredible. And some of the Dubs, even after I stepped down and so on, and Tina was walking down with me down Clonliffe Road when Dublin were playing Meath in a Leicester final. And one of the lads came over and he put his arm around my neck and he said, inside of me, man, there's a dub trying to break out, Sean, isn't it? And then another one says, you know, Tina, he's the Granny Smith of Meath football. So, no, I'm a Meath man through and through, but I have great appreciation for what goes on in other counties. But
yes,
I've had a powerful time and great memories, and I'm so thankful to sort of all the players and all the people who've made it happen for me, and it's fantastic. And thank you, Marty, very much for having Shawnee and myself here today as well.
It's our pleasure.
Great experience. Thank you so much.
I know there's great love and concern for you as well, because I know in the last couple of years you've had a bit of ill health, but how are you now, Shawnee?
I'm great, Marty. Thanks be to God. Absolutely great. Thanks be to God. And thanks to John McCaffrey and everybody else, and people that have helped me over the years, and you know, Michael Marr and so on. And I suppose I've got to say a big thanks to Tina and the kids at home for putting up.
Good thing you got that one in.
Go home for dinner now.
You wrote it down 500 times and said, I must thank Tina.
Yeah, but it's you know, and I really, in a strange sort of way, I thank God that I got the cancer, because I saw things in a very different way. And for whatever reason it is, and it's a sort of a strongly held feeling that it'll end with me, and that's it. And it's a bit like a parasite, and it's something that I probably never would have imagined, because nobody's indestructible, that I would be in that situation. But it's been a great journey, and I'm so thankful. I'm thankful to the heritage that I have at home, because there's no question that the herbs at home have been a powerful help in counteracting lots of the side effects and so on, of which I'm absolutely free from, and that's been
thank
fantastic.
God.
And so whatever can help you to get there mentally, spiritually, physically, give me more of that and I'll be really happy. Thank you so much.
Well, you're looking as handsome as ever. Actually, Tina takes that into me there.
Thanks, Tina. Thank you. Yeah.
But you're going to London in August now,
yes.
Young Sean?
Yes.
Well, and in the meantime, you're going to be preparing for that, obviously, because
yes,
there's going to be a big thing going on a scholarship.
Very big, yes.
Yeah, we're bombarded with texts about various...
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering, do you have kind of your first big fan yet, or groupie?
Well, Brenda, you know, if you're interested in coming along...
I'm telling you, I'm taking that place, you're fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, I have to say, it's lovely to see somebody enjoy what they do, isn't it, Brenda?
It is,
it
absolutely.
Is. That's
yeah,
great.
It is. And it
follow the
radiates,
dream.
You know, when he sings, yeah.
Good.
Marty Morrissey on RTE Radio 1.